Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Wake up! Wake up!
Give me a chance to wake up, sweetheart.
Wake up, daddy's home.
You should call the radio station and let them have it.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coryell, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Friday, October 16th. Hiya, Coryell.
Hello.
Morning, Husker Nick.
What's up, guys?
Are you ready for the weekend?
Oh, yeah. I am ready for the weekend.
Big plans?
Yeah, there's a small wedding.
Oh.
The boyf is in it. So
what
gotta
will
go.
You be doing while he's in it? Because you're basically
getting tanked.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that and probably watching whatever Husker Nick's cousin's going to do for movie review today.
That's right.
Oh, I'll bookmark it and
there's
I'll watch
a, it's
it
a, it's a TV show on Netflix. It's a series that's out.
Oh, Cooter told you this?
Yes.
I thought maybe I had like a camera on Cooter. I was like watching what he's doing. I'm
no.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, I don't, but thank you for the ideas.
Coryell keeps her eyes on Cooter as much as possible.
Yeah.
This is a true fact.
It's more or less it's not for me, it's for him.
Mm.
It's not for me at all.
It's a protection thing? No. You're worried about him?
Yeah, it's just purely just to keep him safe. It has nothing to do
with it. It's basically the only version of you?
I just care about him is all.
Okay.
I'm like his guardian angel.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I love him.
So you'll be watching a movie and or TV show from a wedding?
Yeah, cool. Probably belly out eating some fast food from whatever's across the street from the hotel.
I can just see you sitting at like the reception and or like because Jackson's going to have to sit at the head table because if he's in it, he's up there. You're by yourself. Well, you're basically like my son. Anywhere we go, you've got something on your phone, an earbud in, and you're eating something. That is a description that Tristan is right now.
Wholeheartedly, if I didn't have to actively participate to help, Jackson, like, look good or something, if it was, like, a work event or something.
Right.
If it was something I could really fade into the darkness about, like, in the shadows, I would definitely be Tristan like, in that scenario. But we have friends that'll be there, so it'll be nice.
Oh, okay, good. Because I was expecting, like, it's really dark in the reception area. The wedding party is all dancing, and you're over in the corner. There's this, like, glow coming from your phone.
When I hit the lull from the dinner where it always, like, hits really hard, where you get really heavy and, like, full for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I might just go sit in the bathroom and, like, play Sims on my phone.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
That's the best thing to do.
I do that quite often. I do that here.
Okay. Well, that's a little insight into Coryell. What are you doing this weekend, Husker?
Oh, a little softball and then get to work.
Nice. That's right. You've got the Bark of the Moon thing.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's right. Great. Are you there? Is that noon to 2?
Sunday. Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I'm taking my dog or not. Okay. Haven't decided yet.
Yeah, okay.
Probably not.
But yeah, you know where to find Husker Nick then.
Yeah, noon to 2.
Bark at the
pause
moon,
for pause fun. For fun.
Yeah, it'll be a ton of fun. Then I'm going to get my happy butt back to watch football.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what's going on.
Guess what happens next? With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Today, a standard free fun Friday, but it's a lot of fun. We'll get you a round of Out of Context contest with some of the most ridiculous things we've said this week. We'll have your chance to play some fake news, chance to get it off your chest, and a lot more. Oh, yeah, and free money.
Win free money with Kix Cash on Kix 96.9.
Awesome.
25 grand in all is up for grabs.
Listen at the top of each hour for the winning word. Then enter it at KZKX.com. One winner each day will score $1,000.
Powered by Tommy's Express Car Wash.
Get all the details online now at KZKX.com.
This is an Alpha Media Nationwide contest. Must be 18 years or older. One winner chosen per day.
Get set to win Kix Cash.
It's going to be so cool.
From Kix 96.9.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
So, a Tennessee mayor is having a pretty rough few weeks. Fairview Mayor John Blade had to submit his resignation yesterday, nearly a month after he was accused of swiping items from the Target.
The mayor?
The mayor was stealing, huh?
The mayor stole $300 worth of merchandise from the local Target.
What?
So the store loss prevention officer claimed that Mayor Blade used the self-checkout line on September 19, but did not pay for all of the products and walked out with about $281 worth of stolen merchandise. So basically, he I'm going to scan one for you and put one in the bag for me.
I feel like they walked up to him and they were like, sir, I think you forgot to scan some of those items there on accident. And he's like, no, I'm the mayor. I did this right. You're mistaken. I'm the mayor.
Yeah.
I am the mayor, and I have officially announced this BOGO day. It is buy one, get one for the entire day just for me.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real, man. I'm the mayor. You think I'd be dumb enough to try to steal from a Target?
Ha!
No.
Fat chance.
Ha.
The goods included more than 40 household items, including, and why would you need three tweezers?
Just in case.
And skin products. Yeah, three tweezers and skin products.
Does he have any family members at home? Maybe he had to get some tweezers for the wife and his daughter.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, you would just share tweezers with
Maybe he's like already getting, maybe there's a really sweet side of the story and he's just preparing for Christmas.
Plus, I don't, like, my wife and I don't shave, share tweezers. Like, she tweezes her eyebrows. I tweeze my ears. I can pull the hair out of my ears, you know? She doesn't want to use my tweezers.
Ew. That seems so weird to me. Do you get long ones?
Yeah. What?
Do
what?
You said yes.
To what?
Said to get long ones.
Like oh, for
long
sure. Ear hairs. Yeah, you bet.
My dad gets this one.
I'm a man.
My dad gets this one hair that grows like Superman on his okay, hold on, I'm pausing. This is out of context contest, isn't it? This sounds really bad.
It's all done. It's all
eyebrow.
Done.
Eyebrow. That's the word I was looking for.
That's it.
But you're even touching it as you're saying
it's
it.
It's so long say the I couldn't think of it. Okay. But he has one that curls around
Wow.
And it's just really long, and that sucker is like...
So he stole three sets of tweezers. I think that's why.
I think that, yeah.
Because of the really long, curly...
No, because he's getting them for family members.
Everybody.
No, oh, I think Christmas he needs gifts. Three to pluck his eyebrows.
There you go. Maybe that's
stocking
what it
stuffers.
Is. Yeah,
that's
stocking
what I'm
stuffers, yeah.
So he was desperate to get three tweezers and some skincare products instead of just paying for them. You're the mayor.
I'm telling you, though, he like looked at this guy, and the guy's like, sorry, I think you didn't pay for that. I'm the mayor. What do you mean? Like, if there's anybody in this town who's not going to steal and you don't have to worry about, probably the mayor. You'll be okay.
Yeah, I just don't see the reason why he would, honestly, other than just for the thrill of it, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, maybe he liked the thought of possibly
just like the thrill
caught.
Seeker to be like, I'm the mayor.
Like if Gaylord Baird was stealing. Death. She'd just look at me and like, I'm the mayor. I'm not stealing.
And you're like, you stole my heart.
No.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Coming up next. Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Way to make things awkward, Coriel. That was good. All right. Coming up, we'll get you the nitty gritty for Music City. Your keyword to win $1,000 this hour is guitar. Get the word guitar into our website at kzkx.com.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Well, I got some Dolly Parton facts, but not the facts you'd think. Parker McCollum's Racehorse, Garth is up to something, and new tunes from Lee Bryce.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, it's Coriel. So we probably all know the name Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Miley says Dolly Parton invited her by fax. So I'm talking like F-A-X.
That
yes,
fax machine?
That, okay. Yes. Invited her by fax to be on Dolly's Christmas album. But Miley doesn't own a fax machine. Yeah. Fortunately enough, Billy Ray, aka Breaky.
Yeah, he sure for sure does.
Billy Ray does. And that's how she found out that she was invited to be on a guest star on Dolly Parton's A Holly Dolly Christmas album.
That's hilarious.
So they're just kind of recapping things like that, and I think that's just really funny.
That's fantastic.
Iconic Dolly Parton uses a fax.
Of course she does.
For her goddaughter, of all people. Okay, so Parker McCollum's album, Hollywood Gold, it's an EP, it dropped today. But don't let the title mislead you, all right? So it's not about necessarily a Hollywood experience. It's named after a racehorse that Parker's grandfather was, like, hell-bent on buying, all right?
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
When he finally did, though, it got stolen, the horse, and his grandpa searched, like, months and months aww. Looking for it to get it back, and eventually did. So McCollum thought that was, like, a really awesome title for an album, at least.
Right.
And it all kind of ties in weirdly, and it's a funny family story. So
That's very interesting.
Yeah, he said, it's, quote, near and dear to me, and I hope y'all dig it. Hollywood gold! Mm-hmm. Also, in June, actor Chris Pratt, so like Guardians of the Galaxy and Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah, totally.
He let it slip during an appearance on the Literally with Rob Lowe podcast, so that's kind of a play on Parks and Rec, the show, that he and Garth Brooks were thinking of teaming up together. And like,
wait, what?
Yes, and Chris Pratt said this is like a top secret project. This was in June. So now Garth is finally weighing in a little bit, but he's being super secretive about it. He says, quote, in Chris Pratt's world, in movie world, I don't know what I can say and what I can't, he admits. All I know is I love him to death, and I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that, so I'm going to stay quiet and let him do the talking.
Is this a Chris Gaines movie?
I'm really hoping.
Chris Pratt is Chris Gaines?
Chris Pratt as Chris Gaines makes the most sense to me out of anything in my life.
Right.
And Garth did say in the interview that it is like a movie music hybrid project like thing.
Oh, wow.
It has to be.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, so we'll have to keep tabs on that, right?
Okay. Yeah, most heavily.
Yes, and now we have new music. It's off of Lee Bryce's upcoming album called Hey World. It's up for pre-order now, but it comes out November 20th. The song from Lee Bryce is called Memories I Don't Mess With, and you're going to hear it here on Kix with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell on Kix 96.9.
On the river, footprints in the sand, cold walk in December, warming up your hands. Sundress on the front steps, sun up by the lake, blanket down in the backyard, lying wide awake. That's a memory I don't miss with. December, warming up your hands.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
And by the way, new music from Lee Bryce called Memory I Don't Mess With. It's off the new album Hey World, which comes out real soon. You can get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com to get you new music first. That's definitely a good one to start the day. other good things coming up. If you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix96.9.
Tell us some good. Time for some good things. If you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We will jump in and let everybody know about it. Corel, you'd go first today.
Well, thank you very much. So I know a group of girls, one of them being Liza. Recently, she posted some amazing pictures done by another friend of mine, Brittany McCoy. They were at a pumpkin patch, and then I realized, oh, this is the annual thing they do. So here's the quote real quick from the post. It says, "It's our best friend and now our guardian angel, Melissa's birthday month. She loved Halloween and the pumpkin patch. We went multiple years in a row and took her daughter with us. Since Melissa has passed and left us on Earth, we've continued on with those memories with Melissa's daughter. She says she loves hanging out with mommy's friends, and this is a memory that they'll hold close to their hearts, and they know that Melissa was with them that day." So Brittany took pictures of them all together. It's Melissa's group of friends. They take her daughter to go have a good time, remember her mother, and keep that memory alive, which I think is super cute and also makes me want to cry this morning.
That's very sweet. Husker Nick, you're good then.
My good thing, there was a couple on Rosewood Miramar Beach in Santa Barbara, California, and the man decided it was time to propose to his future bride, and they had a professional photographer set up taking photos of this thing kind of in the background so she didn't know the photographer was there.
Right.
But when they took the pictures and they put the pictures out, in the background of the pictures is Dwayne Wade walking on the beach, like the three-time champion, all-star, all that.
Yeah.
And the look on his face is the most genuine, like, happy for them joy you've ever seen. Like, he's holding his hand over his heart, and he's just like, oh! Like, that's how you picture.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Oh, that's the photo's so sweet. Awesome. And then he actually ends up coming up and, like, saying hi to him and congratulating him and stuff. But, like, the photos, when they didn't know he was there, are the best.
Just natural.
Oh, yeah, because he's just... He's so over the top.
Oh my goodness. Isn't that funny? I love this.
He's like, oh, you could like hear him saying it. It's pretty funny. So
yeah.
That's
awesome.
Check him out. It's a cool deal.
Oh, that's fun.
He looks so excited.
I know. He's so happy. Like, it's genuine happiness.
He is
so
cool. Also, those shorts that he's
very
wearing,
genuine.
Those are short board shorts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's the style, man.
My good thing is the Lincoln Action Children's Business Fair, which is encouraging kids to make their own business.
Oh, cool.
Ages 5 to 16, 40 booths going to be down at Peter Pan Park tomorrow from 2 to 4, where I think there's a lot of kids, including who is the main ones, like Katana and Evelyn's creative process. They got together, and they love art. And so they had somebody help them with the tech-savvy stuff, and they created Kay and Eve's art. So it'll be one of the many booths that you can go check out if you want to go check out the Lincoln Action Children's Business Fair. So kids that have the business mind already.
Did you say that's Peter Pan Park?
Peter Pan Park.
That's 32nd and W, just so you know.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. Saturday, 2 to 4, so go root on some kids in their business ideas.
Here's what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, it's time for This Week in Science.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
It's science.
Regaling you with what's going on in science.
Oh, boy.
Some interesting stories.
I'm excited about this.
Are you playing Bill Nye right now?
No, this is...
Weird science.
Weird science-y.
Oh, weird.
You know how I keep like saying weird science?
Mm-hmm.
It's for a movie called Weird Science.
Right.
So if you're feeling sad...
I get it now.
...and bored because of the pandemic, there's a new study found that watching nature documentaries might help you pull you out of it. So watch more nature documentaries.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's true, I feel like, because sometimes it's really comforting to watch the...
Animals
in their life.
And yeah, there's a Netflix one. Oh, goodness, I can't remember.
It's probably just called
Nature. I don't know. It's about the Earth.
Earth.
I'm glad a lot of those shows have stopped putting, like... Because back in the 90s, you'd watch these documentaries, and they'd have these animals balancing the checkbook. And it's always awkward if you're watching a perfectly good documentary where you're trying to learn things... Someone walks in the room right at that moment. It never fails. And then they're like, why are you watching two antelopes balance the checkbook, you weirdo?
Antelope.
Yeah. I like it.
Thanks. That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
There's a new study that tried to figure out what our blood tastes like to mosquitoes. And the answer is delicious. Apparently, it's like a mix of salty and sweet candy for mosquitoes.
For some reason, I feel like it's like wine to mosquitoes.
All right. Like just those peanut butter M&Ms.
This was
like,
too dry.
Your name.
Does it say how they figured this out?
I can pull that article up.
Like with,
I have the headlines.
Through the interview process, we talked to over 400 mosquitoes.
We asked a few mosquitoes.
Right before we smashed them because they're annoying. They told us that it was salty and sweet.
They use specialized taste buds to distinguish between the nectar they consume for energy and the blood they drink before laying eggs.
Good.
And they have a sweet tooth, basically.
This is exactly what I want to hear. So I wonder, does it mean that like your blood is sour or gross to them if mosquitoes leave you alone? Because there's some people in this world
that
don't get bugs by the bugs.
Yeah, the bugs stay away from. And then there's other ones, and it's like, well, it's because my skin's sweet is usually how you say that, you know?
Yeah.
It's because you're probably, your blood's weird.
Can't help it. My blood is just like sweet and salty. They love it.
Mosquitoes like me. I'm that person that just gets bitten up.
Because your blood is sweet and salty to them mosquitoes.
Salty caramel. They just had a caramel.
Yeah.
Biting in the choreo. And then astronomers recently watched a black hole rip apart a star.
Nice.
And a paper on it came out this week. The real scientific term for what they did to the star was spaghettification. Yeah. Spaghettification.
Yeah. What?
Spaghettification is what it is.
Spaghettification.
It's a vertical stretching and horizontal compression of objects into long, thin shapes.
That sounds dirty, kind of.
They spaghettified their black hole.
Nice. Wow. And they watched that happen.
They watched it happen.
They sat there and said, watch this black hole spaghettify something.
They're like, hey, everyone, gather around. We're going to watch this.
Watch the amount of pressure that this black hole is able to put on really anything it wants to.
Wow, look at all this endurance.
That's crazy.
It takes a while, I bet.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it was a process. It takes a little time.
Now I'm hungry.
It's not just instantaneous, like... And then you got yourself a spaghettified black hole.
Do that one more time.
Oh, I did it once. It's recorded for history.
Okay. I'll make that my ringtone.
You should.
There you go. That's this week.
It's science.
In science.
That's the noise a black hole makes when it's spaghettifying something.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you a redneck review of something you may or may not want to watch.
You think that was dirty? Wait until we get to Out of Context Contest and you hear what Coryell said this week.
That is coming up too. Out of Context Contest at 7:20. You don't want to miss it. You can play along with us and more free money too. Your current keyword to win big money with Kix Cash is guitar. Get into our website at KZKX.com.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey! This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Moe Cephas. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Now listen up. We got new, TV series this week that's on the Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And it's not even from America. It's from Russia.
Ooh.
That's right. They're invading our Netflix as well, not just the politics.
All right.
Crazy. Now, here's what we got. This thing's called To the Lake. Originally in Russia, it was called Epidemia, but they changed it to the lake. To the lake.
Okay.
To the lake.
All right.
Get it? To the lake.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
Now, what this is, as if living in an actual pandemic is not crazy enough, this is a movie about Russians being in the middle of a pandemic, which we kind of don't know what's happening over there. They never let anybody know.
For all
we know, this could be a documentary instead of a TV series.
Inspired on true events, maybe.
That's right. There's a terrible plague that strikes Russia, and... basically makes these kind of zombie-like creatures that are sick, and they get sick real easy. It's kind of like the flu. Their eyes get crazy. It's a nutty show. It's pretty good. Here's your preview.
Natasha! My daughter! What did you do to her? Let me through!
Anton, leave school now.
Forget about the test. Get outside the school.
Streets of Moscow City is temporarily closed until further notice.
Take Anton and get into the car. As quickly as you can. Come on.
Don't you get what's going on? They will break through soon. When it happens, we better be far from here, I'm telling you.
Whoa.
Now, I know y'all thought that was just a clip from CNN, but nope, that's the movie. It's not. That ain't, you know how they like to fearmonger a little bit. Yeah. So that's not CNN. That is the show that I'm talking about. Y'all got to check it out. I'll give it probably 5. Bags of Pork Grinds. It's entertaining as heck. They're basically the outbreak happens and they got to escape Russia and they got to get out of there. And there's like people coming around with guns and it's crazy and they got to save their family. Intense. And this woman's pregnant. There's nudity. What?
Intense.
It is intense.
Cooter, did you mark down the timestamps of every time there was nudity in the...
Y'all, there is not enough paper in front of me to mark that all down.
See, if we were in this show together, Cooter, I would like to have to get quarantined with you.
All right. Girl, I'm in on that.
All right.
Yeah, lock ourselves in a room with a bunch of bags of pork grinds and some Netflix. Some people Netflix and chill, y'all. We would Netflix and pork grind, you know what I'm saying? At least that's what it would probably look like.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, wow. I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Boss. What? That was a good joke about pork grind.
It is.
Get it?
Yeah, pork grind.
Grind. All right. But I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Boss. Steve said, I may not know how to read the credits at the end of the movie, but I know how to make a joke about grinding with Coryell.
Next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
So check out To the Lake on Netflix. This.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Yeah, the lady part gets me.
What in the world were you thinking?
Dedicated weenie.
Bonus for pictures.
Yeah, for sure.
What were you thinking?
JP's like, I've got a magical hot dog
money
that you can have.
So we want
you have to provide your own buns, though.
I don't think I'm
just what you're thinking. All right,
it's
time to play.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
This week is contest. Coryell, you went above and beyond this week. I just want you to know that.
It is.
I appreciate you.
An uncanny ability of mine.
Specifically, Tuesday was a special day for you.
Tuesday. All right, here
we
go.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a couple
two out of three
play.
Happened on Tuesday.
Brandy is on hold. She'll wait until Ryan screws up and maybe can steal the game away from him. Good morning, Ryan. How's it going, man?
Good, man. How's it going?
Good. How well
Friday.
Do you...
Yeah, life exactly. is good.
How Thank well God. Do you know the show, know. Ryan?
Well enough, I bet.
Probably.
He'll get it.
Okay.
Ryan, this is super simple, dude. I grabbed some audio out of context on the show. We're going to play it for you, and then I'm going to give you an A, a B, and a C. Three options there. One of them's the truth. Two of them are lies. Hopefully, the lies are funny, and the truth is usually goofy. So okay. Hopefully, you can get this. Wait till we get done on each of these. If you miss it, stay on the line. Because we might come back to you if the other person misses it, okay?
Okay.
He's so got here, it.
Here's the first one.
And here we go.
Context contest.
I'm usually not above it, but I'm a little too freaked out to grab it.
But you said it's wrapped up.
It is wrapped up.
What?
Wow. Wow.
No.
Hey, oh my God. Hey, Coryell's boyf has a big sausage, and normally Coryell is all about the quality meat, but something about the casing grosses her out.
So I'm usually not above it, but I'm a little too freaked out to grab it.
But you said it's wrapped up.
It is wrapped up.
Wow. B, Coryell threw away a piece of chocolate, and JP was trying to convince her it's okay to take it out of the trash can and still eat it, because JP will eat just about anything, no matter how long it's been on the floor or where else.
I'm usually not above it, but I'm a little too freaked out to grab it.
But you said it's wrapped up.
It is wrapped up.
Or C, Jungle John brought a snake into work, and Coryell was a little squeamish to hold the little snake because they're gross, but he did have it wrapped in a blanket, so that made it easier.
I'm usually not above it, but I'm a little too freaked out to grab it.
But you said it's wrapped up.
It is wrapped up.
God, you guys.
What do you think it is, Ryan?
A, B, or C?
The sausage, the chocolate, or the snake?
I'm going to go with B.
It is B.
B's right.
Good job.
Coryell threw some chocolate in the trash can.
The way you rolled that out was funny, JP.
She like mixes it, mixes it in with her, what was it, your breakfast? Something like that?
Yeah, with her oats.
Steel-cut oats. With your steel-cut oats.
Here comes your second piece of audio.
Got 1 point. Here's number two in out-of-context content.
According I didn't see anything. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I'm not kidding.
You know you were looking.
Funny.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
What?
Hey, Coryell's a cheater McCheater face, and Coryell was looking up answers for JP Makes Us Guess on her first try.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I'm not kidding.
You know you were looking.
Funny.
Oh, no. Okay.
B, Husker Nick spilled coffee on his pants and was changing them in the studio, and Coryell pulled the old peeking between her fingers gag.
I didn't see anything.
That's funny.
Or C, Coryell Googled dogs mating, and then this video popped up, and she totally watched it.
I didn't see anything.
Is it A, B, or C?
A.
It is A.
A is right.
She cheated really hard and still lost.
No, Hugh Jackman. I
lost.
Stop.
She started Googling who Hugh Jackman in the beginning of the game. I'm like, how do you do that?
Oh, this last Hugh Jackman one. All the time.
I'm excited for this last one.
All right, so Ryan, you get this right, you win the game. If not, Brandy is waiting in the wings to steal it away from you for out of context contest. Here we go. I'll hang with Jackson. You two make it as hot as you want to.
High five, Husker Nick.
Oh, we'll make it hot already.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
A, JP's talking about making hot whoopee. B, making hot food. Or C, making the thermostat super hot in the room.
B.
It is hot food. Yeah, right. JP doesn't like hot food, and Coryell and I do.
You did very well.
Nice job.
Ryan, you know the show pretty well, brother. That's pretty awesome.
Good job, Ryan.
Ryan sweeps the board. And we get a bunch of ridiculousness to start the day.
Me and Jackson will hang out over here. You guys make it as hot as you want.
Are you guys still going to let her go?
I know, right?
Ryan, hey, man. Thanks for hanging out with us all week. We appreciate you, man.
Okay, cool.
And thank you to Brandy, who's sitting on hold. Thank you for being there for
us. Thank you.
Playing along. We hope you have a great weekend. That is Out of Context Content.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
That was spicy. Coming up, more spiciness.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Enough is enough. I take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Let's go,
let's go. All right. We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
Thing about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
It is very therapeutic to yell about stuff. In a closed room, in your car.
Open a window at
to
your
a
home.
Friend. Yeah. Are you just going to shout out the window?
Just shout it into the streets.
I'm mad right now! and so we did this little thing called Get It Off Your Chest. It's group therapy.
Yes.
And you can join in that group therapy on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. You can also direct message us on there as well if you need to stay anonymous because you need to yell about somebody in your life. And you can also call in coming up here in a moment. Anybody want to start? Otherwise, I got a fairly decent one.
Get on it, buddy.
Okay, Do it.
An early anonymous post. Today, my new dog broke out of his new crate, ate my door, pissed on the floor, and trashed my room.
Ooh.
I got him to help with my anxiety, but all he does is give me more anxiety. The worst part is I adopted him as a favor to a friend because she couldn't handle him.
Oh, no.
That's a lot going on right there.
That whole statement, all of that just, bless you, all of that just made me anxious.
Right?
Just hearing it.
Man.
Just, when it rains, it pours.
That's in those moments. It is for sure.
And you just have to get it off your chest.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that now on Facebook, Twitter, KX969, or right now.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
At 466-9696. You need to yell about something and get it off your chest. You can do that now. So- It's the Kix Morning Show and your chance to get it off your chest where you can yell about whatever is getting you mad.
As hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You can do it on Facebook and Twitter, KX969, or you can call in at 466-9696. Did you have one you wanted to do?
Yeah, on Facebook, KX969. Skylar says, quote, when a coworker lets a homeless guy into the secured building because they feel bad for them, profanity is something our customers do not want to hear. So apparently this person was cussing up a storm.
Mm. Brittany on Twitter, my parents still don't understand why I'm mad they didn't come to my wedding almost 2 months ago. They flat out just didn't want to be there, so I cut them out of my life, and they have the audacity to be upset about it. Wow.
Dang.
Keldon, on my way to work this morning, a semi passed the combine driving down the highway on a curve that caused me to take the shoulder along with some of the ditch to avoid a head-on collision with the semi. Pardon my language, but slow the F down, farm vehicles.
Come on!
He's just trying to get to work safely.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and you can stay anonymous by direct messaging us, or just get in here and yell about it.
Slide into those DMs.
466-9696 to call in and get it off your chest.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
It's group therapy. Every Friday we give you a chance to get it off your chest on Facebook, Twitter, KX969. You can direct message us as well, or if you're in the building, you can just come down and get it off your chest. Earlier in the week, we had Instagram Live with Dale Johnson for our sister station, KFOR, the news station.
That's on Instagram, by the way, KZKX969.
Yeah, you put your foot in your mouth about a joke about, hey, you might lose a limb, when we were helping raise money to help take care of, help Dale out with his medical bills when he lost his limb in a motorcycle accident.
Inadvertently.
I know. And he was a real good sport about it. But then he came down the hallway just now to do what?
Hi, Dale.
Coriel does news for us on KFOR.
Yeah.
We very much appreciate that. And
right.
She's new at it, taking over for Liz.
I get that.
So and we are at the other end of the building. So I wanted to let you know that we're appreciative of your effort, albeit taking a long time to do the editing.
So you want to get it off your chest about editing her news.
All right. I'll go into the weeds here in radio. We had a 28-second piece of news from Coriel.
Right. For her to read.
And it took me about 45 minutes to edit
that
28-second.
Oh, Coriel.
I'm crying. I even emailed Dale and I said, I'm so sorry. It's been a morning. I'm adjusting. Let me know if I need to recut it.
Yeah, no.
He comes into the door frame doubled over, like just weaving. I
finally got it done.
Thank you, Dale. Like I'm glad you got it off your chest.
Right. That was a lot of work. Thank you, Dale, for coming down.
Dale. Thank you,
and giving
hope
her crap.
This was therapeutic for you.
It can be for a lot of people. That's what we do.
Now scram!
Oh, Coriel.
We have a message on Facebook, so anonymously. Morning rant. Traffic. Jerks that cut into the fast lane just to go the speed limit. If you're going to go the speed limit, get to the booger-picking slow lane, which is a great way to phrase
that. Booger-picking slow lane.
Yes, otherwise speed up like the rest of us. LOL.
Wow. We got direct messages on Twitter. Having a discussion that turns into an argument about masks. Eye roll. Insert eye roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're going to say, because this one it's a spicy one.
It's a spicy. It's spicy.
What are JP and Husker Nick doing to their co-hosts that make them keep leaving? Seriously, I still miss Lauren. I loved Liz. Don't screw up Coriel! P.S. I know it's creepy, JP. I love Husker Nick. You guys are the best.
You know what?
That's not us!
I will come to their defense.
Right?
It is not Husker Nick or JP. It's just, you know, like Liz needs to use her masters, you know, she spent a lot of time and money on that thing.
Yeah.
She's going to jump in every once in a while here in the building to help out. Lauren had a long run, and then I'm just like, I think I'm just part of the building. I think I'm a fixture, like a light fixture.
You're like the ghosts that are trapped in this building.
I will be the reason why there's a ghost story in this building. I hope it's more than 20 years from now.
Right.
But I'll be hanging out with Clarence, the janitor ghost. Probably.
Yes. Oh, Anonymous, my doctor told me the severe hearing damage from my car accident is permanent. I just graduated with a degree for interpreting and translating.
No.
Oh, no.
That, oh. Yeah.
Sorry for you.
Yeah, no wow. kidding. Well, we're thinking about you.
Okay. Oh, today I woke up with what seemed like dirt on my face. It's not dirt. It was cremated remains. My memory charm had broken open in my sleep. Oh. Hi, Grandma.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Probably shouldn't wear that to bed.
No.
Hi, Grandma.
No, hi, Grandma.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What is going on today?
This is a weird day. This isn't the full moon day. That's on the 31st.
Yeah,
it's on Halloween.
For Halloween. So.
There's another one. Okay. Get it off your chest. This is anonymous. Roommate brought home COVID. Now three adults and two kids under three are quarantining together. I have to miss my cousin's wedding next week and the church trunk or treat. WTH.
All right. Well, we're here for you. For
this is a wild day.
To type it out or to yell about it. I mean, hopefully it will help you have a better weekend.
Yeah.
Next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
When did you realize you and someone would be best friends? We're going to get to your stories coming up. That's already on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Join the conversation now.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
Who wouldn't? With that crew.
Right?
Becoming best friends.
There's so much room for activities.
It's a fun conversation to have when you think about some of the stories of the friends that you have in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And how they became friends. And the one of the best ones, the example that we have on Twitter and Facebook right now, is the friendship between Coryell and Liz.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it was one of the basic journalism courses. I think it was still in 2010, technically. But either way, I remember being like, gosh, this girl dresses way too cool because she's from California. I haven't really experienced anyone with like their own style in that sense.
Right.
She had like this sequiny blue dress thing. I don't know. Anyways, one time I asked her, I just came up to her and I was flat out like, are your eyelashes real? Because they looked really pretty and they were long and they were curled really well. And I just wanted an excuse to talk to her because I was like, I have a feeling that this chick is so cool and I want to be her friend. And how else do you do that other than, you know, tell someone that they look good?
Are your eyelashes real?
Yeah, I said, hi, are your eyelashes real?
Are your eyelashes real?
And she was like... She like just grinned and was like, yes.
That's similar. That's that's similar to the story that my wife has of when she first met you.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. So like it was right when I first started getting on the show. This is like 5 years ago.
Okay.
And we were at the Kenny Chesney concert where it was 1,000 degrees outside.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Not a single cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
It was like 108 degrees. And there's that little guy that looks like Kenny Chesney walking around. Remember taking photos with everybody?
Yeah, look-alike. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, so we're waiting to go up on stage, and I'm standing backstage with my wife, and Coryell's in this really nice dress, like cute little short dress.
Uh-huh.
And Coryell takes about two steps on the stairs, and at that moment, the wind blows.
Yep.
And luckily, I happen to have been looking at my wife, so I saw her face when she saw this. But Coryell's dress flies up, and Coryell, at that time, had a knack for not wearing any undergarments.
Yes, I was wearing underwear.
No, you were not.
No, it's just you can't see it, because my butt eats it.
And Jess just goes, oh my, Coryell has a nice butt.
And, wow.
No, and, for the record, I was wearing underpants.
That was like the first words my wife ever said to you was, hey, you have a nice butt.
Yeah, I remember. Because I was more, I wasn't mortified because it's hard for me to be mortified, honestly.
Right.
But I more or less was taken aback.
Yeah.
I did not feel that at all.
What is it with you and showing off your butt to
people? No, that's
that
the best.
To me too.
Well, wait, Rob said to me, Rob goes, oh, everybody's seen Coryell's butt. It's not
I'm
a big deal.
This thing has a mind of its own.
For me, we had parked the station vehicle just out here in the back lot.
Oh,
the first year we were getting ready to go to Country Stampede with you.
Yeah.
And you were wearing a dress and walked in front of me and a gust of wind. And I'm like, Coryell,
see,
you need to wear underpants when you're working.
You guys, I do wear underpants.
I don't think so. That was one of the observations.
I don't wear underpants
from my wife.
with workout pants.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I'm just saying that was the observation from my lovely wife.
No, see, this is the thing. This is,
so if
this
you're
is
calling her a liar, I guess go ahead.
No, I'm saying like when you when you're working with like a big booty Judy, the thing is you can wear underpants all you want, but it doesn't matter if it just eats it up. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's a thing. There are some big booty Judys out there, men and women that know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know you're embarrassed by the fact that you were not wearing underpants. But
I was wearing underpants.
I don't think so. That's not what my
Whatever.
Wife
said. You can lie.
But that is legit the first time my wife ever met you. And it was like the first word
she
ever said to you.
She saw my cheeks.
She said, Coriel, you have a nice butt.
She did. And I was like, I am not paying for your therapy.
So let's talk about best friends.
I just don't know how to wear dresses.
It's okay.
Undergarments help.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. When did you realize you and someone would become best friends? A touching story.
Best friends. Yep.
Your best friend stories. It can be touching. It can be hilarious. And it can involve butts. We want to hear from you. A couple of really good ones on the morning show page.
Yeah, on the morning show page from Alice. It says, first day of first grade, I looked at the girl sitting next to me that was new and asked if she wanted to be my best friend. She said yes, and she's been my best friend ever since 1997.
Aww.
A really easy way, yeah?
Yeah,
it's Melissa cute. Tagged someone. Melissa says, when at Donnell thought I was trying to take him home, she said in parentheses, to balance a checkbook, which he did not want to do after dancing at Rednecks, but really all I wanted was to go get tacos and keep hanging out. And then she says, Donnell, why can't you like tacos?
Well, that's funny.
But yeah.
Hi, Kix. What's your best friend story?
So my best friend and I have been friends since we were in fourth grade. So it's been probably around 18 years or so, if not longer.
Okay. Wow.
We didn't actually realize that we were going to be best friends until probably after I moved back from... My family moves around a lot, and I'm hopefully done with that now that I'm living on my own.
Yeah.
But we moved around a lot. So like at one point, we had moved out of the state to Michigan. And it wasn't until after we had moved, actually, no, I met him after we moved back from Michigan, but it wasn't until after I moved back from Omaha, or after I had moved to Omaha, that I realized that we were going to be best friends, because we realized we had more and more in common the longer we went on into our relationship.
Yeah.
And we could just, like, talk about anything and everything, even though there were different genders, like, it just everything just always seemed to click with us.
Which is perfect, and it's proof that guys and girls can be friends.
1,000%.
No, doesn't have to be a romantic thing.
Yes.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What's your best friend story?
So I met my best friend at a baseball game. It was in high school, and I went to my boyfriend's baseball game, and we met there, and we were both in the stands, and we were talking and started chit-chatting and got along really well, and we ended up exchanging phone numbers. And a couple weeks later, it was the 4th of July, so she came over to my house for a 4th of July party, and I was like, oh, my boyfriend's going to stop by here in a little bit. And he shows up. He was actually dating both of us. We had both been to the baseball game to see him, and that's how we found out. And we've been best friends ever since.
So you dumped him, and she became your best friend forever.
We both dumped him, and
I love this.
That's a fan.
We were 14, and I'm 31 now, and I mean, we both live in different states now, but we've been best friends forever.
That's a great story.
I love that.
That's brilliant.
Honestly, uteruses before deuteruses.
Oh, dang.
Leslie Knope says that on Parks and Rec. Okay. I have to give her credit.
Give credit to Leslie.
Yeah. But that's awesome. I love that story is funny.
Yeah, that's a good one. If you've got a good best friend story, whether it be touching or hilarious, put it on our morning show page on Facebook or on Twitter, KX969. And tell us your best friend stories. Nitty Gritty coming up in new music from one of your favorites. Part of a free fun Friday with Kix.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
Well, I got some Dolly Parton facts, but not the facts you'd think. Parker McCollum's racehorse, Garth is up to something, and new tunes from Lee Bryce.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning. It's Coryell. So we probably all know the name Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Miley says Dolly Parton invited her by fax. So I'm talking like F-A-X.
That.
Yes, fax machine? That, okay. Yes. Invited her by fax to be on Dolly's Christmas album. But Miley doesn't own a fax machine. Yeah. Fortunately enough, Billy Ray, aka Breaky.
Yeah, he sure for sure does.
Billy Ray does. And that's how she found out that she was invited to be on a guest star on Dolly Parton's A Holly Dolly Christmas album.
That's hilarious.
So they were just kind of recapping things like that. And I think that's just really funny.
That's fantastic.
Iconic Dolly Parton uses a fax.
Of course she does.
For her goddaughter, of all people. Okay, so Parker McCollum's album, Hollywood Gold, it's an EP. It dropped today, but don't let the title mislead you, all right? So it's not about necessarily a Hollywood experience. It's named after a racehorse that Parker's grandfather was, like, hell-bent on buying, all right?
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
When he finally did, though, it got stolen, the horse. And his grandpa searched like months and months Aww. Looking for it to get it back, and eventually did. So McCollum thought that that was like a really awesome title for an album, at least.
Right.
And it all kind of ties in weirdly, and it's a funny family story. So
Very interesting.
Yeah, he said it's, quote, near and dear to me, and I hope y'all dig it. Hollywood Gold. Mm-hmm. Also, in June, actor Chris Pratt, so like Guardians of the Galaxy and Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah, totally.
He let it slip during an appearance on the Literally with Rob Lowe podcast. Okay. So that's kind of a play on Parks and Rec, the show. That he and Garth Brooks were thinking of teaming up together. And like,
wait, what?
Yes, and Chris Pratt said this is like a top secret project. This was in June. So now Garth is finally weighing in a little bit, but he's being super secretive about it. He says, quote, in Chris Pratt's world, in movie world, I don't know what I can say and what I can't, he admits. All I know is I love him to death, and I don't want to do anything to jeopardize that, so I'm going to stay quiet and let him do the talking.
Is this a Chris Gaines movie?
I'm really hoping.
Because Chris Pratt is Chris Gaines?
Chris Pratt as Chris Gaines makes the most sense to me out of anything in my life.
Right.
And Garth did say in the interview that it is like a movie music hybrid project like thing.
Oh, wow.
It has to be.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, so we'll have to keep tabs on that, okay. Right?
Okay. Yeah, most definitely.
Yes, and now we have new music. It's off of Lee Bryce's upcoming album called Hey World. It's up for pre-order now, but it comes out November 20th. The song from Lee Bryce is called Memories I Don't Mess With, and you're going to hear it here on Kix with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell on Kix 96.9.
Red leaves on the river, footprints in the sand, cold walk in December, warming up your hands. Sundress on the front steps, sun up by the lake, blanket down in the backyard, lying wide awake. That's a memory I don't miss. footprints in the sand. Cold walk in December, warming up your hands.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake up the country way.
Kicks 96.9.
That, by the way, new music from Lee Bryce, a new album, Hey World, coming out soon.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
Fake news. I can hardly believe.
If the coffee's just not doing it for you, we're here with fake news. And joining us is Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So how well do you think you know what's going on in the world?
Not well at all.
Perfect. I love how you're so self-aware.
Well, Coriel doesn't know what these stories are about either, so you're going to play with her. We'll see if she agrees with you, all right?
Okay.
I'll give you a headline. You tell me whether it's real or if it's fake. If it's real, we'll tell you what the story is. Our first headline, headline number one, Instagram model with the biggest cheeks is looking to get them bigger. Is that a real or fake story?
Real.
How about, what do you think, Coriel?
I'm going to go with real, too.
And you both. All right.
Yay!
So there's a Ukrainian Instagram model that claims to have the biggest cheeks in the world. Anastasia, I will not even try to say her last name, wants to pump up her cheeks with fillers. She first got her first injection at 26. Her enormous cheeks, I mean, they are big. This is not look. She looks like a cartoon character.
And to want to make them bigger is just kind of odd to me.
She has 220,000 followers on Instagram.
But hey, whatever. If it makes her happy, I guess.
The next part of her body she plans on making larger are the girls.
The girls.
So, yikes.
The dirty pillows.
So there's a point. A point for you and Stephanie. Here's headline number two in fake news. A man is trying to set the Guinness record for being the biggest jerk ever. Is that a real or fake headline?
What do you think?
Fake.
I'm going to go with fake, too. How would you quantify that?
You both are right.
Wow.
Ah, yay!
Look! Fake story. You have all this self-doubt. You're doing so well.
Yeah, you're doing great. Final headline in fake news. A pair of pleather pants from Zara make a flatulence sound when you squat, and that's increasing demand. Is that a real or fake headline?
I mean, I hope it's real.
Real.
Let's see. Yes, it's real.
Wow.
So,
wow.
On Tuesday, I guess more proof that publicity, any kind of publicity is good publicity. A 19-year-old named Julia Leonard in New York posted a video on TikTok talking about an interesting discovery she made with her new pants. She bought a pair of pleather pants from Zara and found out when you squat down in them, they make a loud flatulence sound. The video immediately went viral, and according to her, not a single person has commented to thank her for her tip to avoid the pants. Instead, lots of people have written her saying things like, I need this,
asking
for more info so they can buy the pants.
You know that when she squats in them, it probably sounds like one of those farts that sounds like a zipper.
Well, here, I've got the audio.
Just keep watching if you shop at Zara. So I bought these really cute, flary-type leather pants, and I went out to eat with my family. In them. And thank God it was just my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens.
Just like that! She bent down in those pants!
And oh my gosh! Like, my butt has made that sound before. It's so relatable.
Well, Stephanie, congratulations. You have won today's fake news. Thanks
good
for playing along with
job.
Us.
Job! You win the flatulent pants.
No, we're not buying you the pants. Have a great weekend, Stephanie.
Brightens up your day every morning.
Right here, right now.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
It wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
You are waking up with
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
I don't know what it is, but I need that one thing.
So coming up this weekend, we're going to be out live doing all kinds of different things.
A few places.
First of all, we will start by giving you a chance at an RV. That there's an RV, Clark. I'm going to be hanging with Bish's RV.
Nice.
Thank you. They're actually popping up a little pop shop.
Bish?
At Gateway Mall.
Okay.
Right there where the Sears used to be. Right at Dick's.
It's yeah. Really good. So and you can't miss it, right? Because aren't there a bunch of products there?
Yeah, there's already campers there.
Yeah.
Like, legit, when I was selling my house, I thought about getting one of these, like, Class A ones.
And living in it.
Just living in it. Because we have our buddy Rosie who's got one that's just baller.
Well, it's better than a van down by the river.
So if you're looking into an RV, come hang with me. I'll be out there from 11 to 1 tomorrow.
And then Husker Nick is at Bark at the Moon this Sunday.
The spooktacular fun that is Bark at the Moon. If you're looking to do that, what is it basically for people to know?
Honestly, you dress your dog up. And you go trick-or-treating for your dog.
Basically.
It's a doggy trick-or-treating event. And there's like a costume contest for your pupper. So both humans and doggos alike can dress up. But definitely dress up your pupper in some way, shape, or form. And I think today's the last time that you can go to KZKX.com to pre-register and get a free trick-or-treat bag. So it's like a free event.
A goodie bag.
Otherwise, you can show up on Sunday if you're kind of on the fence about it. And it's like $2 for a bag.
Wear your mask. And I don't think your dog has to worry about a mask.
No. A muzzle, maybe? No, I'm just kidding. But no, there's food there and stuff, too, for humans. But it's just like a fun event to get the doggos out.
Fourth annual Bark at the Moon, doggy trick-or-treating, and Paws for Fun. Husker Nick will be out there from noon to 2 on Sunday. I mean, that's how much he cares about pets. He's willing to miss NFL football to go hang at Bark at the Moon.
I know.
So that's a big deal.
Go make him smile.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, the After the Show keeps things rolling, including a chance of more free money. Your current word to win $1,000 now is green, G-R-E-E-N. Get it on our website at kzkx.com. More free money coming up.
Win free money with Kix Cash on Kix 96.9.
Awesome.
25 grand in all is up for grabs.
Listen at the top of each hour for the winning word, then enter it at kzkx.com. One winner each day will score $1,000.
Powered by Tommy's Express Car Wash.
Get all the details online now at kzkx.com.
This is an Alpha Media Nationwide contest. Must be 18 years or older. One winner chosen per day.
Get set to win Kix Cash.
It's going to be so cool.
From Kix 96.9.
The Kix Morning Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
As far as we know,
oh goodness,
there's no actual connection between your name and how likely you are to slip and fall when you're walking down the street. But we really like this list anyway. So there's a legal company that studied the data from thousands of personal injury cases to figure out America's clumsiest names.
Okay.
In other words, the names that come up in personal injury claims the most often, which means they're most likely to get hurt.
I love, like, analytics and the way, the power of data.
That comes into this?
I mean, what an interesting way to think about that, you know? I love that someone somewhere was like, oh, look at this trend. This is funny.
Right. Unfortunately, I am in the top 10.
Really?
James is at top 10.
Is there
one of the clumsiest people out there, names
wise? Is there a Katie on the list by any chance?
No Katie's listed in the top 10 women.
I know a Katie who is just like, the middle name is clumsy. It's insane.
Now, I come in and I will admit, the biggest thing for me, I don't know why, but if I'm carrying food or water or something, a drink, like all of a sudden, if I feel like slip a little bit, I'll like bobble, and then it's like Kramer and Seinfeld, the entire glass and everything. Like I don't know why, but like I'll go to try to catch it with the other hand, and it'll just make it worse.
Like you're just going down.
You'd think I was doing it like a pratfall or something from acting, but it's not. It's really me. I'm like, oh god.
It's like
make it worse.
Yeah, getting worse.
So the top 10 from 10 to 1 is James, then William, Samuel, Bob, Mark, Daniel, Ryan, Brian, Blake, and Kyle is the number one clumsiest dude out there.
Do we have women on it?
Yes, we do. We have Louise, Gabrielle, Deborah, Angela, Mary, Kimberly, Barbara, Linda, Heather, and Taylor, and then Haley is the number one.
And Coryell. That's funny. Haley's
the number one answer.
Okay, I have got to. Okay, 1 second. Haley, you gotta tell your friend Haley. You're listening. God love you. So we just lived together for a whole year.
Right.
And she is so sweet, but so clumsy. And she knows this, but I thought that I had weird incidences where I'd get like hurt in a weird way or whatever.
Right.
But I kid you not. She gets hurt all the time in the weirdest ways. And most times it's literally just by her own feet failing her.
That's hilarious.
Like getting out of her car, walking up a driveway and somehow finding the one little like crick in the cement and hits it just right that she totally blows out her shin. Like, this girl, I tell you.
I mean, that's just how she rolls.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
On Kicks 96.9.
Sometimes when you're in a family, it's always fun to do a little bit of pranking.
Little bit, lot of it, you mean?
It becomes a battle.
Honestly.
To see who can outdo someone else.
I used to be bad when I was younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what was the worst thing you ever did for a prank?
Well, okay, so April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
When I was younger, April Fool's Day used to literally be my holiday, like my favorite holiday next to Halloween, because I don't know why, I kind of grasped like the thought and the notion of a prank, and I thought I would do so well.
Right.
There are two big ones that come to mind briefly. The first one that was really bad was when I thought it'd be really funny. And it's so stupid. Oh, I'm going to turn my dad's shoes into peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I thought it was just like the notion was funny. So I put peanut butter in the left shoe and jelly from the fridge.
You didn't.
In the right one.
Just like
in the shoe. So I had the concept down. But I didn't have the, like, hindsight to realize, like, it's only funny if you don't, like, you know, damage property, hurt someone.
Wow.
So I learned. Dad obviously was, like, so awesome because he taught me all the tricks. But he was like, okay, but here's the deal. Almost landed, but you ruined my shoes. So do you see how this was not a good prank? And I'm like, learning experience. Thank you.
He liked it, but he didn't like that you did it and ruined his shoes.
Yeah, and another one was just the classic where you tape down the spray nozzle of like the spray that comes, the nozzle that comes out of your sink.
Mm-hmm.
You tape it down so when someone goes in and like turns that sucker on real high, it just sprays them.
That's
but you have to
really
have it set
one.
Up aiming towards them, of course.
Yeah. Oh, saran wrap on the toilet is one of my favorites.
That is a good one. That's a classic.
It's legitimately caused some major problems at home, at when I lived in the dorms with a roommate, just because it's one you can always go back to.
Well, there's a post on the morning show page. You can go find it now, but it's kind of alarming. So it's this creepy doll. You can tell it's old.
Oh, it's so old and
it's
scary.
Got like a ceramic face, a pale ceramic face, and the rest of it is like material, like cloth, you know?
Right.
And this stringy hair. But anywho, the caption on it says, so my daughter just bought a house that was built in the late 1800s. We found this, meaning the doll. She threw it out, but I got it out of the trash. Let the games begin. And this woman, you have to go look at it, but
it's so creepy.
Pose it to look like it's coming in through the window, like it's trying to break in.
That would really mess with somebody's head.
It would mess with your head. And so if you have like a funny family prank, an ongoing one.
Yeah.
Or just a
regular prank. I mean,
a good prank in general.
Prank.
What is your best prank to date?
Yeah, get it up on our morning show page, JP Liz Mornings with Husker Nick, the Kicks Morning Show on Facebook, and we'll talk about them. Throughout the weekend and then on Monday, too. It's Kicks.
Wake up, wake up.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks
96.9.
Seriously. What the f***?
So we're going to check in with our friends in Florida. We always get some pretty good stories from there. One of which involves two men that have earned the dubious distinction of being named Florida's Dumbest Thieves of the Week.
That is an honor. And probably hard to get that right. title.
Robbie Hobby, 41.
Oh, my God.
And Marcus Reeves, 23, are clearly not the sharpest tools in the shed, making it a cinch for the cops to track them down by leaving a few items behind after their alleged crime spree. Now, being a thief, that already makes you pretty dumb, but this isn't why they're this week's dumbest criminals. These guys went on a burglary spree inside the city limits of Escala and out here in the country. They were breaking into convenience stores, stealing cigarettes and lottery tickets. But while doing this, they were smoking the cigarettes inside the stores while the cameras were watching.
Okay. Wait, so there was surveillance?
Yeah. They got them on camera at a bunch of different convenience stores, smoking a bunch of cigarettes and grabbing up all the lottery tickets they
can. Like the cigarettes off the shelf and then smoking them?
Right. They open up a pack and just start smoking them right there. You think you break in, you want to get your stuff and get out.
Yeah, you'd want to, I'm assuming you'd probably want to, like, just dip really quick.
Right.
And not just, like, hang around, pal around, have a smoke.
But that isn't even the best part because
okay. They
really didn't need the cameras to identify them because, you see, when they left the stores, they left their shoe, their tools, and Marcus left behind his wallet with his driver's license in it. Someone lost a shoe.
Yeah, so someone lost a shoe and then moreover left identification.
Right. So they went to their house, went to Marcus's house, knocked on the door. He confessed and told them where they could find Robert Hobby.
Oh, he narked.
Robbie Hobby. Hey, no, Robbie Hobby lives over there about five blocks down.
He's like, I'm not going down for this.
I'm pretty sure he's over there having his smokes. They're both arrested and are now in the Gold Star Hotel.
Wow. So, come on. Don't break into places, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, also, come on.
They were charged with 14 charges combined for grand theft and burglary.
Oh, my God. There you
go. On Fridays, I like to double up with your one things or big things you should know about. And one big thing you could do this weekend is get your Halloween spooktacular costume in. Corey Ellis created a wonderful fall camera photo series.
Yeah,
and this one's a spooktacular
costume
contest. So break it down for him, Corey.
Well, you essentially just find one of your favorite Halloween costumes that you have documented, aka a picture of it. Submit it online, kzkx.com. You'll see it says Halloween Costume Contest.
Right.
It's very simple. And then just tell your family and friends to vote for your picture, because the one that gets the most votes is the one that wins, and you take home a $150 gift card to Good Sense or, like, any pillar restaurant. So that could
be Piedmont Bistro, which is so good.
Cactus.
Yeah, Cactus is amazing, too.
Yeah, and there's some good ones so far. There's Ricky Bobby and his wife was a submission.
Ricky Bobby and wife. Oh, yeah. That's such a good one.
And this counts, honestly. There's a guy as a big bad wolf, and at first I, like, literally thought it was an animal. But it is a man.
It's a human?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a big bad wolf.
That's interesting.
There is Woody and Jesse together, who brought with them a breathalyzer. It's a human in a big breathalyzer costume.
My God.
There's a toy soldier and a bunch of other cool stuff.
Look at the Rocky Horror Picture Show crew.
Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, that's a fun
goodness!
One.
That is a good one. And the vote for Pedro is a good one, too.
Who vote for Pedro?
Two chicks.
That's, like, pretty solid.
Oh, man,
there's some really good costumes.
Yeah. So if you think you can compete, submit your photo, and it's just important to vote as well.
Yeah, get your buddies, your friends, your family members to vote for you. The Sanderson sisters are up there. Oh, I know them. They're funny. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's
They're
good.
They're a good
that's
crew.
Good.
All right, so get your costumes in, and the voting is underway now until, what, November 1st?
I think, yeah, that way you can snap a picture from this year in case you get a costume or something.
Cool. All right, well, we're out of here. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with Make It Right Monday. And, of course, more free money. Your keyword for this hour is whiskey. So get the word whiskey into our website at kzkx.com to win $1,000. If you missed any of the show, it's on our podcast coming up online, kzkx.com. See ya.
Wake up.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.